Judges 21 through Ruth 1. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "None of us shall give his daughter to Benjamin in marriage." So the people came to Bethel, and sat there before God until evening, and raised their voices and wept profusely. And they said, "Why, Lord, God of Israel, has this happened in Israel, that one tribe is missing today from Israel?" And it came about the next day that the people got up early and built an altar there, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Then the sons of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not go up to the Lord in the assembly?" For they had taken a solemn oath concerning anyone who did not go up to the Lord at Mizpah, saying, "He shall certainly be put to death." And the sons of Israel were sorry for their brother Benjamin, and said, "Today one tribe is cut off from Israel. What are we to do for wives for those who are left, since we have sworn by the Lord not to give them any of our daughters as wives?" And they said, "What one is there of the tribes of Israel that did not go up to the Lord at Mizpah?" And behold, no one had come to the camp from Gabesh-Gilead to the assembly. For when the people were counted, behold, not one of the inhabitants of Gabesh-Gilead was there. And the congregation sent 12,000 of the valiant warriors there, and commanded them, saying, "Go and strike the inhabitants of Gabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, along with the women and the children. And this is the thing that you shall do: you shall utterly destroy every male and every woman who has slept with a male." And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known a man by sleeping with him, and they brought them to the camp at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. Then the whole congregation sent word and spoke to the sons of Benjamin who were at the rock of Rimmon, and proclaimed peace to them. And the tribe of Benjamin returned at that time. And they gave them the women whom they had allowed to live from the women of Jabesh-Gilead, but they were not enough for them. And the people were sorry for Benjamin, because the Lord had created a gap in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, "What are we to do for the wives for those who are left, since the women have been eliminated from Benjamin?" And they said, "There must be an inheritance for the survivors of Benjamin, so that a tribe will not be wiped out from Israel. But we cannot give them wives from our daughters." For the sons of Israel had sworn, saying, "Cursed is he who gives a wife to Benjamin." So they said, "Behold, there is a feast of the Lord from year to year in Shiloh, which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the road that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south side of Lebanah." And they commanded the sons of Benjamin, saying, "Go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and watch, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to take part in the dances, then you shall come out of the vineyards, and each of you shall seize his wife from the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And when their fathers or their brothers come to complain to us, we shall say to them, 'Give them to us voluntarily, because we did not take for each man of Benjamin a wife in battle, nor did you give them to them. Otherwise you would now be guilty.'" The sons of Benjamin did so, and took wives according to their number from those who danced, whom they seized. And they went and returned to their inheritance, and rebuilt the cities and lived in them. And the sons of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and family, and each one departed from there to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to reside in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. So they entered the land of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. And they took for themselves Moabite women as their wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the land of Moab, because she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find a place of rest, each one in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they raised their voices and wept. However, they said to her, "No, but we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I were even to have a husband tonight, and also give birth to sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is much more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of the Lord has come out against me." And they raised their voices and wept again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said to her, "Do not plead with me to leave you or to turn back from following you, for where you go, I will go, and where you sleep, I will sleep. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and worse, if anything but death separates me from you." When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her about it. So they both went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they had come to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" But she said to them, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Mark 6. Jesus went out from there and came into his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And the many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man learn these things? And what is this wisdom that has been given to him? And such miracles as these performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are his sisters not here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not dishonored except in his hometown, and among his own relatives, and in his own household." And he could not do any miracle there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them, and he was amazed at their unbelief. And he was going around the villages, teaching. And he summoned the 12, and began to send them out in pairs, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them that they were to take nothing for their journey, except a mere staff, no bread, no bag, no money for their belt, but to wear sandals. And he added, "Do not wear two tunics." And he said to them, Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet as a testimony against them. And they went out and preached that people are to repent. And they were casting out many demons, and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. And King Herod heard about it, for his name had become well known. And people were saying, John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and that is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others were saying, he is Elijah. And others were saying, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard about it, he kept saying, John, whom I beheaded, has risen. For Herod himself had sent men and had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias held a grudge against him, and wanted to put him to death, and could not do so. For Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he had been protecting him. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, and yet he used to enjoy listening to him. An opportune day came when Herod, on his birthday, held a banquet for his nobles and military commanders, and the leading people of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he swore to her, whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you, up to half my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Immediately she came in a hurry to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And although the king was very sorry because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he was unwilling to refuse her. Immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded him to bring back his head. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought this head on a platter, and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about this, they came and carried away his body, and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a little while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. And they went away in the boat to a secluded place by themselves. The people saw them going, and many recognized them, and ran there on foot from all the cities, and got there ahead of them. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it was already late, his disciples came up to him and said, this place is secluded, and it is already late. Send them away, that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages, and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give it to them to eat? But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go, look. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he ordered them all to recline by groups on the green grass. They reclined in groups of hundreds and fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he gave them to the disciples again and again to set before them. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 full baskets of broken pieces of bread and of the fish. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. And immediately Jesus had his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he himself dismissed the crowd. And after saying goodbye to them, he left for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them, and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and moored at the shore. And when they got out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him, and ran about the entire country, and began carrying here and there on their pallets those who were sick, to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he entered villages, or cities, or a countryside, they were laying the sick in the marketplaces, and imploring him that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were being healed. Philemon 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon, our beloved brother and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, and I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you for the sake of Christ. For I have had great joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to order you to do what is proper, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, since I am such a person as Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I fathered in my imprisonment, who previously was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. I have sent him back to you in person, that is, sending my very heart, whom I wanted to keep with me, so that in your behalf he might be at my service in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that your goodness would not be, in effect, by compulsion, but of your own free will. For perhaps it was for this reason that he was separated from you for a while, that you would have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If, then, you regard me as a partner, accept him as you would me. But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, have written this with my own hand. I will repay it, not to mention to you that you owe to me even your own self as well. Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, since I know that you will do even more than what I say. At the same time, also prepare me a guest room, for I hope that through your prayers I will be given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Proverbs 13:1-8. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of a person's mouth, he enjoys good, but the desire of the treacherous is violence. One who guards his mouth protects his life. One who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the lazy one craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made prosperous. A righteous person hates a false statement, but a wicked person acts disgustingly and shamefully. Righteousness guards the one whose way is blameless, but wickedness brings the sinner to ruin. There is one who pretends to be rich, but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, but has great wealth. The ransom of a person's life is his wealth, but the poor hears no rebuke. Psalm 105, 16 through 36. And he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They forced his feet into shackles. He was put in irons, until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord refined him. The king sent and released him, the ruler of peoples, and set him free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler over all his possessions, to imprison his high officials at will, that he might teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt. So Jacob lived in the land of Ham, and he made his people very fruitful, and made them stronger than their armies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal cunningly with his servants. He sent his servant Moses, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his wondrous acts among them, and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and he did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood, and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and a swarm of flies and gnats invaded all their territory. He gave them hail for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He also struck their vines and their fig trees, and smashed the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, and creeping locusts beyond number. And they ate all the vegetation in their land, and ate the fruit of their ground. He also fatally struck all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their vigor.